Then we go into Mormon chapter 3. And it says that they had peace in the land for 10 years. And then finally, Mormon is told to go out and preach repentance to the people. But they do not listen, meaning that the Lord was giving them one last chance. And then it says that the Lamanites come to battle again, and the Nephites win this time when they come. So probably worse than losing, they win and they begin to brag of their strength. And then they say, and now we will take the offensive. And this has not been allowed by the Lord. The Lord has always said that you will take the defensive, but you do not take the offensive and go into their land and try and destroy them. And he says why. The Lord explains that it is that vengeance is his. Now again, the people there in that day said that they swore by the Lord that they would take this vengeance. Now understand that they are still claiming that they are the chosen people of the Lord. And because they're the wonderful chosen people of the Lord, they are going to go out there and destroy all these wicked people. But again, we see this more wickedness, and then that we would see it again today, in that they are claiming that they are now going to do the work of the Lord. And they're going, and instead of letting the Lord take vengeance, they are going to take vengeance. But see, it takes a pride and a puffing up to think that now they are the ones that get to do this, and then they flatter themselves that they're doing the work of the Lord. Just as today when they go out and do their missionary work and build up these churches, they do it of their own mind, and then they claim that it's the work of the Lord, or that the Lord should come down there and support their work. Well, because of this great iniquity, Mormon says twice that he will not lead them anymore. He wants to make that clear. That when they were at least in the defense of their families, he could lead them. But when they take the offensive, this is against the Lord, and he cannot, therefore, lead them anymore. Well, then Mormon digresses, and he writes to us a little bit. Now, as we digress, as he begins to write to us, we have to say, what was all of this written for? Well, we begin to find out that it's written to tell us a terrible thing, just a type. We've already seen that we're into some of these things, but we haven't had the wars yet. We've had some degree of war, but we haven't had anything like they're talking about to be driven throughout the land. He is saying this is about to happen to us. We are about to be driven and have these kind of problems in our land. Again, this took a space of many years. Covered 30, 40 years of time here. But this is the kind of a thing that will overshadow us. And so he puts a warning to us. And who is the us? He says, at the time that you are about to be gathered. Again, the Lord is making it clear that at the onset, or at the time right before we're about to have all these wars and all the terrible things and the economy collapse and everything else get terrible in the land, and I will tell to you that the economy of the United States will collapse, and it'll collapse over its own over the own wickedness that have been on it. It's a burden to the society now. When it collapses, we will have nothing but anarchy throughout the land, and as we have that anarchy throughout the land, there will be this same feeling that they had of robbers in the land and thieves and not being able to hold on. And we will also see the time that then, as the Lord has also said, that our great armies will come throughout the land to conquer the land. But these are the things that should put fear in your heart, that they are coming. And so what is he telling you to do? So he tells you here that turn to the Lord. And if you'll turn to the Lord, then what will he do? He will gather you to Zion. This is the backdrop. This is what's going on in the world when Zion is being prepared. So he is again, he's telling you to turn to the Lord and listen to the Spirit so that you might be gathered in the beginning. If you do not, if you'll turn to the Lord, you may be gathered after this starts, but if you'll listen to the Spirit in the beginning, you will be gathered into Zion before these great calamities come unto you. And again, the secret here is to turn to the Lord.